police tase suspect who reached toward concealed weapon. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. While trying to make contact with a suspect with an active warrant for probation revocation, the Gillette Police Department had to set up a perimeter around Napa Auto Parts yesterday. Gillette Police Lieutenant Chuck Deaton said the incident happened about 10 a.m. after 41-year-old Mark Collins was located. Deaton said the extra precautions were taken because Collins had made threats towards law enforcement.
So he's located in Napa. Officers set up a perimeter around the building. The male attempted to flee out of the front door, stating that he was not going to go back to jail. Canine officer issued canine warnings, and the male continued to flee on foot. Police canine was deployed, and the male was bitten. The male continued to resist. He reached for something near his chest. A taser was deployed on the male. He went to the ground. The male was found to be in possession of two handguns that were concealed in carry pockets on his chest. He also had approximately 1 gram of methamphetamine on his person.
After being treated at Campbell County Memorial Hospital, the man was taken to the Campbell County Detention Center on several felony and misdemeanor charges. A search warrant was obtained for the man's apartment, where several items of note were located, including a sawed-off 12-gauge shotgun. Deaton said the ATF is also reviewing the possibility of additional charges. The next Veterans Breakfast will be held on Tuesday, March 28th at the Campbell County Senior Center. Legislator Eric Barlow will be a guest speaker. The breakfast is free to veterans and begins at 8 a.m. With your Basin Radio News Break, I'm Paul Wallum.